This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. Racing dogs are trained to chase mechanical rabbits that always go a little faster than the fastest dog. Presumably, this causes them to run faster than they otherwise would. Companies that annually set overly ambitious performance objectives for employees employ this greyhound principle. To a point, it works. This strategy turns negative, however, when companies chasing Wall Street's rabbit continually set no-excuse double-digit growth goals without regard to the market realities and systemic understaffing. Consequently, the daily life of many corporate leaders is caught up in a ceaseless upward spiral of stress. Yes, the financial rewards for success are ample, but the real driving motivation is not greed and certainly not job satisfaction. It's toxic fear, an emotion that often morphs to desperation, a dangerous mindset that spawns imprudent, short-term decisions and outright cheating. It's unwise and unethical to ignore the business and moral implications of aggressive growth strategies that are putting executives under unprecedented, unrelenting, and unreasonable pressure. On one level, it's a matter of values. Work-life balance should not be just a rhetorical ideal. A good company cares about its people, and the path to career success should not be littered with the ruins of failed marriages and neglected children. On another level, it's long-term self-interest. Without an abundant and replenishing pool of talented, committed leaders, no company will succeed for long. The companies that will pull away in the next decades are those that can attract and retain the best talent available, because they are places where people want to work, and that's going to take a lot more than money. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.